This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
As if things with the Dallas Mavericks couldn't get any wilder, they trade Luka Doncic mid-season, Pearl. It's a disaster. The fan base is up in arms. They're protesting outside the stadium. It's just a wild scene. And now it turns out they just had to wait a couple months because now the NBA draft lottery's last night, and what drops out of the sky with a 1.8% chance, but Duke phenom Cooper Flagg. Obviously, it looks like they're going to take him next month in the NBA draft, and so Dallas gets a second shot.
Unbelievable. You could not write this script. We tried yesterday. We failed miserably.
I know. I feel like a dope for thinking the Wizards were going to get it. How dare I with their 14% chance? But I was thinking about one person and one person only, and it's the biggest Mavs fan that I know, that you know, that exists, I think, in this world outside of Mark Cuban, and that's Master Tesfatzian, who joins us now from Barcelona, Spain. Master, who is written for all your favorite publications. You watch him on Amazon Prime, Bleacher Report, Washington Post, everything. Master, congratulations to your Mavs.
Thank you.
You're up in the middle of the night in Barcelona watching the draft lottery. Could you have ever thought this would be the outcome?
I mean, you know, sometimes Adam Silver makes the call. So, you know, there's a slight chance, even though it's 1.8%, that I thought, you know, maybe the basketball gods will reward us for what a miserable year it's been. So I did stay up for that reason. I was just hoping for top four. That was like, if we can get top four, then you can navigate this pick how you want to, either draft someone where it seems like there's a lot of talent, of course, in the top four of this draft, that you can get a player, a franchise player potentially for the next 20 years, or you could trade this piece to go get a Kevin Durant or Giannis Antetokounmpo. To get the first overall pick, mind you, I'm a Cowboys fan, and I know there's a lot of Knicks fans that are listening. We're naturally delusional in our own ways. Congratulations on your Knicks win. As delusional as I wanted to be, this surpasses any hope and expectation I could have ever had for how last night transpired.
Wait, Master, had you given up a little bit on your Mavs after the Luka trade?
Nah, I didn't. And the reason why I was actually, of course, I was dejected just like every other Mavs fan was when the trade happened. I didn't understand it. Then I go to New Orleans for Super Bowl week, and I'm walking around Radio Row all week. And you know, it's my first time being back in Super Bowls in like 5 years. So I'm excited. I'm eager just to go see everyone again that I haven't seen in a long time. And everyone's coming to me like, oh, bro, sorry for your loss. Like, someone died. And every single encounter I got where I'm just like, hey, it's great to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time. How you been? Let's catch up. And like, bro, how you doing? Are you okay? I'm worried about you. And I'm just like, no, hold on. First off, I don't like when people have that level of sympathy for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be okay. You know, there's naturally like a rejection that I have towards that. But also the way people were making it play out, like we didn't just get an NBA 75 player. And on, you know, how that roster looked, I could kind of understand Nico's logic to a certain extent in terms of, you know, the defensive issues that happen when Luka Doncic is on the pitch, on the court. And also some of the concerns that you have with the conditioning they have. I think there's a very logical and valid criticism that Mavs fans had in the past that you were hoping could evolve and continue to develop. Nico just had enough and thought there was a plan B to the whole situation. And I thought the roster on paper was a very competitive roster that could compete for a championship. Mm. Of course, all the injuries happened, and I couldn't have ever guessed how everything transpired after that. So it's just a roller coaster of emotions that have happened since February. I couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah,
I've been up. You know, it's like 1 p.m. right now in Barcelona, and I'm just, you know, I'm up for the games. I'm watching the Warriors game as well, which ends at like 7 a.m. And next, you know, sun's up, and I'm just, my mind's just racing about Cooper Flagg with, you know, Anthony Davis and Derek Lively in the front court, and then who you're going to try and get there in the, at the point guard position to help alleviate the Kyrie Irving's injury and just the potential that this team has. I'm jacked.
It's amazing. You're in Barcelona, and you were there for El Clasico, but you've been there for a while, so Manny is super jealous that you got to see this incredible match. And we'll ask you about that. We'll ask you about that in a second. But we brought you on because you are a diehard Mavs fan. People even consoling you at the Super Bowl about the Mavs trading Luka. But also, you are an NBA reporter and writer and amazing video and just a multimedia star. Now, you mentioned, you kind of said it tongue in cheek there, but yeah, sometimes Adam Silver makes the call. There are a lot of people today, and I'm going to raise my hand as one of them, who thinks this is fishy. It's just a little too good to be true, Master. And I'm not saying that the Mavs fans don't deserve it, but I don't think the Mavs front office deserves it. Even if you think Luka was going to smoke hookah until he was in oblivion.
I started Luka Doncic. I started Luka Doncic just to put that out there.
I hope you trademark it. And, you know, they didn't get enough for him in the return, no matter how you slice it, even if you can squint and say that you could understand what they were doing. But there are a lot of people who believe that there was bigger things at play here. You know this market well, the new ownership groups that's there, the casino magnates that they are. If there was a conspiracy theory behind this, which one makes sense to you, if any of them?
I'd never bought into the fact that the team was going to move to Vegas. I truly didn't, because you're talking about $6 or $7 billion on the line for a new expansion team that a new owner would have to pay in order to receive a franchise in Vegas and wherever the additional franchise would be. So you're talking potentially $14 billion that the NBA will make for these additional two franchises. I thought that was absolute nonsense. And I also thought there was a lot of people that don't truly understand the scope and nature of Dallas. The city's grown quite a bit. Mm. This isn't the same cowboy e-haw type of city that people thought back in the day. Like, this is an expansive and robust metroplex that I believe is a top four market now, excuse me. And you talk about the magnet, the size and scope of that media market. Why would you want to lose that for a place that's, what, Vegas is even in the top 10?
Right.
So you're talking about the potential consumer base that already exists. You see the diehardness, the loyalty that the fans have of Dallas. It's a great, great sports town. Obviously, you see it throughout the Stars playoffs right now, the Rangers World Series, the Wings with Paige Beckers now. Like, I live and breathe Dallas sports. So, you know, don't treat us with no disrespect to a smaller market team that just can lift up their team and move them. So I thought all of that was nonsense. In terms of whether they got the number one overall pick because they traded away Luka Doncic and everyone felt bad and they wanted to make the fans happy.
Big shrug.
If that's the reason.
Who's to say?
I had to sit through 3 years of the worst 3-year spell of a team in NBA history during the late 90s. And that's when I decided to become a Mavs fan. We were god awful. And you have to understand, of like the history of the Mavs before Mark Cuban came in, I would pray as a kid that someday that I could have a cult following fan base that had the passion, the loyalty, the love for their team. And the same way you're seeing with the Knicks as they're pouring out of MSG and they're chanting Knicks in five. Like, I had always hoped that the Mavs could establish in that kind of manner. And now that we have, you know, this isn't new for us. Like, we've been so bad, but this was the first time that we've ever moved up in the NBA lottery. Mm. So if anything, this feels like karma and just kind of the scales kind of being in balance for a generational talent for us.
Can I ask you a question you're not going to like, maybe? When you've traveled the country a lot, do you get the sense that there are a lot of out-of-market Mavs fans compared to some other teams who have more national fan bases?
That's a good question. I'm starting to see them a lot more now. I'm shocked because when I do some work with CBS Sports and Golasso Network, there's a guy there that I met that is a Mavs fan. And we were watching the finals run together because I happened to be there during that week. And it was an experience that, again, I never knew existed 20, 30 years ago. Mm. But I think with the success of Dirk Nowitzki, that 2011 run, the obsession that people had, obviously, of Luka and Luka Magic, just that era of just you seeing this franchise continue to develop and establish itself from a bottom tier franchise in the league to one that was respectable in the top 10. And I think this new ownership group, hopefully the desires that you can have the same jump that the Warriors had when they were obviously in Oracle Arena. And now you see with the championships, the franchise establishment with Steph Curry, the dynasty that they were able to build. And you come around Europe now, and before, everyone would always have Bulls gear to this day because of that dynasty. But now that I take these trips of the last few years to Europe, you're seeing so much more Warriors gear, just generic Warriors logos and brands that people are wearing because of what that Steph Curry Splash Brothers era was able to bring and the joy that it provided globally. And so that's the hope that I would have for the Mavs, that at some point, whether it's through Cooper Flagg or through this Anthony Davis situation, that the Mavs can take that next step as well and can be more of a global franchise in the same manner that what the Warriors were able to accomplish and obviously the Bulls in the 90s.
Master Tesfatian is joining us from Barcelona. He was there going to El Clasico, which is one of the great rivalries in sports globally, but he's the biggest Mavs fan that we know and also big Cowboy fan. So I want to get to that as well. But, you know, this is the one difference. That Warriors ownership, they really called their shot. They said, we're light years ahead. And one of the first things they did was they picked Steph Curry over Monte Ellis, which ended up being a really amazing thing. Obviously, the drafts that they had worked out incredibly well. And I do think, as much as I like Mark Jackson and you like Mark Jackson, everybody loves Mark Jackson, but the switch to Kerr obviously was one of the also finishing pieces there. I don't know if I trust this Mavs ownership group yet. You know, they just did this trade for Luka. Like, I can't put them obviously there with the Warriors ownership yet, because I don't fully trust them. And I also don't fully trust their motivation. Yeah, everyone wants to get into pro sports. They're casino people. They want to open up sports betting in Texas because they see dollar signs, and I get it. I don't know if I trust them fully yet. Speaking of trust, Master, your trust of George Pickens working out for the Dallas Cowboys this year, yes, no, what does it look like? What do you think is going to happen with George Pickens?
Real quick to your point, though, because they added Rick Welts, I have a lot more trust in their ability to figure things out. Former Warrior who came from that organization. And as bad as people think Nico is, he actually did a good job of building this roster that was in a terrible spot through Donnie Nelson to get them to the finals. You can dispute the trade all you want to, but he has displayed that he can draft and he can find ways to build a roster. So I, with those two, I have a lot more confidence and faith that hopefully we can figure something out. But as far as George Pickens, you talk about a team that I had no faith in whatsoever with the Dallas Cowboys. The way things have played out last
– yeah.
Oh, my God. It was awful. in terms of the whole Dak situation playing out last summer, them not spinning, you're moving on from Mike McCarthy, and you're bringing in Schottenheimer, who's kind of been around the league, but no one's really wanted to take a chance on him as a head coach. So I came in this thing thinking, oh, we're screwed. Like, is this, we just traded Luka. Are we going to trade Micah Parsons next and just go ahead and tank as well? But the way this offseason has developed and the moves that they have made, I have a ton of excitement. I feel like it's been capped by George Pickens. I mean, you got CeeDee Lamb on one side and George Pickens on the other. You can think what you want to about Dak, and I do think Dak is a really good quarterback. You got two guys that can create separation. And, you know, all you need is 3-yard slants to these two dudes, and they will find a way to take it to the house. And the level of threat and the danger that they provide, I think it's going to be tremendous for this offense. My only question now is the coach, Schottenheimer. Mm. A first-year head coach with a team that obviously the Cowboys are investing more in right now. Defensively, they should be solid. Offensively, they should have enough weapons. Repiecing that offensive line that hopefully can be a mainstay for the next decade. Do you have the coach in place that can put Dak Prescott in this offense in the right situation and being able to deal with, of course, a very competitive NFC East? The Eagles are getting better. The Commanders are getting better. I love what the Giants did. You know, I went to Arizona State, so Bo Scadaboo being there is going to hurt me so much because I love that guy. And having to see him and face against him two times a year and seeing him, you know, smash through my Cowboys defenders is going to be really tough to watch. But I like what the Giants are doing right now as well. So this is going to be a very competitive NFC East. And Schottenheimer, unfortunately, he's going to have to prove a lot in year one because, you know, there's a lot of pressure on him to display what he's capable of doing immediately.
But, Master, we're talking about ownership. Do you think the Cowboys can win a Super Bowl while Jerry's still running the show?
See, that's the difference. Is as much as you don't want to trust the Mavericks ownership, at least they have people in place with experience and have shown that they can do, you know, the job that they're tasked to do. Jerry Jones is a whole different other animal. And unfortunately, you know, Jerry Jones has his ways. He's stuck in his ways. And you know, one of those is, of course, signing guys to contract extensions at the very last minute, which I'm sure a tactic that was perfectly fine 20 years ago because you didn't want to risk the idea of potentially, you know, the player getting hurt and injured, and now you lock them up for the next 2 or 3 years, guaranteed money. But we've seen how much of an impact, especially with the Eagles, that your salary cap can have and how you can develop a roster when you do get those contract extensions done a year in advance and as far in advance as you possibly can. So these sort of things are just like, you know, death by 1,000 paper cuts for this Cowboys team, because the one thing they can do, they can draft. Like this, I thought they had a really good draft here. When you see the Micah Parsons, the CeeDee Lambs, the way they've been able to build the offensive line, getting Dak Prescott as a day three quarterback, which I don't think they still get enough credit for, of being able to identify an all pro, a Pro Bowl quarterback in day three. Like that Will McClay and that team does a really, really good job in the draft. It's just, can you contain Jerry? Can Jerry, you know, can Jerry step away from the limelight? We saw this with the Mavericks, as you mentioned, with Mark Cuban as well. Mark Cuban was all up in the videos, just like Suge Knight, you know, doing all Dairy Queen, getting all the fines and everything. And in 2011, he took a step back and let the team be the team, and they were able to win a championship. Jerry, I hope you're listening to this, and I know you probably won't take my advice because you don't even care what I have to say, but if you could just take a slight step back and just let the team be the team, and let the front office do their thing, who knows? Maybe we can win a Super Bowl.
Now I can't get the out of my head. Mark Cuban somehow holding Donnie Nelson Jr. Over a railing by his feet, like Suge Knight did to Vanilla Ice back in the day, something like that. Master Tesfadian is joining us from Barcelona. Huge Mavs and Dallas sports fan, and accomplished writer, video, everything, multimedia star. So you are there for El Clasico. For some of us who have never been to Madrid and Barcelona, diehard, bitter rivals, is there something you can compare it to in terms of U.S. sports? Is it like a Super Bowl, more like a Final Four, more like a college football national championship? Is there, what's it like? What was the crowd like?
I wouldn't even say national championship game. I was at Ohio State, Notre Dame, and this is more like Michigan, Ohio State. You know, this is Saturday, rivalry Saturday, no matter what you got going on, it doesn't matter what school you went to, whether you like football, whether you don't like college football, whether they have three wins or they're both undefeated. You're going to stop your day down for the noon kickoff to watch Ohio State, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And that's the same impact times 10, because we're talking about the entire globe.
Yeah,
like Barcelona, Real Madrid to me is the biggest sports rivalry in the world. Even going there, I've been to the American versions of them, as they do bring them almost every year. As a friendly exhibition, but even the passion that you see from those have been great. But I always wanted to check out it in Barcelona or in Madrid, and thankfully to my friends at La Liga, was able to do so. Did some content as well there. As been doing a lot more work in the soccer space of the last few years. And this is the beautiful part about this rivalry is I'm doing interviews for BR Football before the match, and I'm talking to people from Mexico, from Qatar, from China, from Germany, from, you know, all over the place, Poland, and some people from New York. This is what these two clubs provide, that it's incomparable to anything that happens in American sports. Because, yeah, you may get some people from Iowa, you may get some people from Maine, you know, you may get the oddball in Oregon, but you're not drawing the whole globe. And it was just a beautiful experience. It was a thrill, 7-goal thriller. There were 6 goals in the first half. Madrid went up 2-0. I'm a Madrid fan, so I was pretty happy. Mm. And I was sitting next to Danilo Carrera, who I'd never met before, but he's a big-time Latin actor on Univision. And, you know, we were over there just chilling. He's a big Madrid fan as well. We're having a blast. And then Barcelona smashed 4 goals consecutively in like a 30-minute span. And if there's one person you need to know, I don't care if you're a diehard soccer fan, a casual soccer fan, we're all going to be locked in next summer for the Men's World Cup. Mm. And there's one name you need to know. It is Lamine Yamal for FC Barcelona. He just won the Euros with the Spain national team. He is 17 years old and is the hottest teenage sensation in the entire planet right now. Know the name, Lamine Yamal.
I'm getting his haircut this summer.
I was gonna say, Pearl already has the tattoo. And a
double sunglasses.
We can't mention
double sunglasses.
With the bleach hair, he's bringing that Neymar type of vibe that I remember growing up with in the early ages of YouTube and social media, where you would always see these Neymar clips of Santos and him just doing incredible things on the pitch, but also being cool off of it. Lamine is bringing that feeling back. And thank God, because soccer desperately needed it.
He's legit as a superstar.
Dog, he's the truth, bro. That left foot, man, you better not give him any space, because he'll smack that in the back of the net like he did against Madrid and Courtois. And he's just so cool about it. He's been able to beat Madrid now 6 straight times. And again, it's like imagining, obviously, when what was it? Michigan was just on that streak as well, where Ohio State wasn't able to beat them. Like, imagine that again in a global game where everyone in the world is watching and you're a teenage sensation and you've beaten your biggest rival 6 straight times. It's unbelievable. And I hate it as a Madrid fan, but
dude's on a rocket ship. Master, thank you so much for doing this. We know you've been up all night. I mean, just celebrating the Mavs, getting Cooper Flagg, getting the number one pick, which is going to turn into Cooper Flagg. We're thrilled for the Mavs fans. The ownership in the front office, not so sure, but we're thrilled for you. Enjoy the rest of your time in Europe, and thank you again. We love watching your content that's coming out of there. Fantastic stuff.
Big fancy guys. Always love. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you. The last time we saw Master, so we did see him at the Super Bowl, but then before that was WrestleMania, and it was in Philadelphia in April, and it was so embarrassing because we were dressed up
I was wearing a kilt.
Yeah.
You were wearing spandex.
EJ and I were in singlets. We were paying off a bet.
You looked like an 80s rock star.
People were like, compliment.
No, it was actually the outfit. EJ, not so much. You look great.
I really worked hard to get myself into that outfit.
Yeah, no. You,
not
you
a carb actually, around.
Like, that was not a punishment. It started out as a punishment, but then I noticed you were getting into it. And the fact that you wore it the next week to work showed that you were really into that outfit.
You know, did you ever have, and you've had these moments, and I certainly had them, when you just go out and you're either wearing something or whatever, and you're just like, I just pray I don't run into anyone I know.
Oh,
and well, then we ran into Master and Mike Ryan Ruiz from the Levitard show. And yeah,
I'm the opposite. I'll go out to the grocery store wearing pajamas. Do you guys do this? And just like, God, I hope I don't see someone. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Or,
oh, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
I'm always like, feel bad for people.
Are you Maggie? Are you Maggie? Oh, yeah. How many times have you got recognized when you're in that bad outfit?
Maggie Gray? Is that you?
I start apologizing. I'm like, I'm sorry I look like this. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing out in public looking like this.
Cap has the picture of you three up in the wrestling outfits right now on the stream.
Yeah, you weren't with us at the time, were you, Manny?
No, I was not. I was not employed, no.
Oh, man, you would have been great for that day. Who would you have dressed up like?
Rey Mysterio.
I figured.
Yeah, of course. I mean, come on.
It would have been really cool.
Viva Mexico.
To have the luchador mask on.
Oh, I mean, I've got three of them at the house.
EJ had a mask on for a little bit.
That doesn't surprise me.
It was a great time. Yeah, I guess that was what we'd classify the show as before Manny? BM?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Manny BM.
Didn't come out how I wanted it to.
Yeah.
888-710-4ISN. Appreciate Master Tesfati. And if you can follow him on social media, his social is amazing because he's all over the world.
Is that established that is the greatest worldwide rivalry? Because aren't there other soccer rivalries that are super intense on a local level?
The
most intense one is Boca Juniors.
Yeah, so I was in Argentina.
And in Argentina, yeah.
There were 100 people with machine guns keeping the fans apart. Yeah. I'm not lying. There was like half an army there. Wow. That felt a little crazier than...
That's the craziest one in the world, yeah.
See, that's a random. I've been to one international game, and I was like, "What is going on here?"
There's like basically a Champions League for South American teams called Copa Libertadores, and they met in the finals in 2019, I believe. And it got so heated for this because they had to play twice. For the second leg, they literally had to move it out of Argentina, and they had to play in Spain because of how dangerous it got.
Did any of these teams have a guy who is dressing up in a mustache and scouting the other team?
Who, Ted Lasso?
Like Connor Stallion?
Did anybody have a Connor Stallion? Because I'm going to make my case for Michigan, Ohio State. That's our best version.
I'm going to defend Mexico. Chivas America, by the way, very intense rivalry.
I was
going to
say, other places in South America and Mexico, what in Central America, what about in like England?
What about England?
Well, in UK, there's Celtic Rangers. Which is the Old Firm Derby, which is Scottish one. Probably the biggest one in England.
Man City, Man United?
That's up there, but I would probably say Liverpool, Man United. I think that's probably the biggest one.
Okay, I'm going to go off a little bit in a different part of Europe, but I always thought that Olympiakos and Panathinaikos was also very big because I've seen multiple fires being set in the stands.
I mean, that's just Greek football.
Yeah, or like Serbia or something like that.
All right, well, that was really cool to check in with Master.
Watch out for them.
From Barcelona, which is
Dartmouth Brown, my alma mater. When they met on the lacrosse field, watch out.
Hey, and let me tell you something about those Buffalo State Brockport games and the Battle of I-90.
Listen.
In the SUNY.
Blitzed by Barcelona, the second half. No idea who won.
It was cold in the games. I couldn't be blitzed.
Europe wishes they had Maction.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Buffalo State's not even in the MAC. That's not even Buffalo.
We're a Division III school.
What do they do on their Wednesday nights if you don't have Maction? All right. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get back to the main issue at hand. Our question to you, do you think the NBA draft lottery is rigged? We'll also get to the big injury news from yesterday. It's massive, and we've got details for you next. M&P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
All right, the Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union, proudly celebrating all who go above and beyond during Military Appreciation Month. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Our members are the mission. So Manny is in, EJ is out the rest of this week. Manny is picking the Defensive Player of the Week, and he's a diehard Knicks fan. That is why I think, Maggie, he is smarter than that. He is not going to go obvious with the Knicks. I think he's going to go with one of the other series of the NBA.
And that's your guess?
That my guess, so I have to pick a player. I'll go with, McDaniels.
He was awesome last night. What, do you have 20 rebounds or something? 14 rebounds last night, excuse me?
Shutting down Jimmy a little bit. Jaden McDaniels on the T-Wolves.
Okay. Manny may be smarter than that, but his Knicks fandom will get in the way. So it's either OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges. It's Bridges.
How about Josh Hart, though? Josh Hart's the hustle guy, I think.
I think it's going to go Bridges. I think you do a couple combinations of some game in the series. He's kind of been the guy at the end of games.
I feel like Bridges' offense has been the thing. Josh Hart almost broke Jason Tatum's wrist again last night, which was a brilliant defensive play.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we got some Tatum news on you for you in just a moment. Injury news, not good. Manny, who is it?
12 steals in 4 games, including the game-winning plays on defense in Game 1 on Jaylen Brown and in Game 2 on Jason Tatum. It is Mikal Bridges, Villanova's finest defensive man. He had 4 steals in yesterday's win. The Knicks lead the Celtics 3-1.
Yeah, don't overthink it, Pearl. This
Come
is like
on,
what
man.
You tell You're me about draft lottery conspiracy theories. You're like, what if it's just the ping pong balls? What
I
if
was
it's-
literally here yeah. last week, and we did this, and EJ also picked Mikal Bridges, and the exact same thing happened. Like, you overthink it.
Yeah, and this also, where's bunker. The basketball, the Mikal Bridges signed basketball that you had?
Back in the office. Okay. Celtics scored 113 points. The Golden State Warriors are scoring 85 points a game, and you're not going to say dick anything from Minnesota?
It's defensive player, not defensive team of the week.
And there you go.
113 last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, 12 steal, 4 steals.
Who
last
was covering
night.
Tatum?
It was a common. It's a combination of Mikal and OG. Fine, it'll be OG and an OB. You happy?
Let's go to Bogish, who's got headlines for us, and unfortunately, some tough news for Jason Tatum.
We'll begin, though, last night in San Francisco. The third quarter, that was the difference between the Warriors and the T-Wolves.
Here's Ant on the move in the front court. He's up to 25 points. He'll stop and pop. He checked three. He got it again. Anthony Edwards cannot be stopped.
Alan Horton on T-Wolves radio. Anthony Edwards scoring 16 of his 30 in the third. His team going on a 17-0 run in the period to take control of Game 4 with those Warriors. Eventually winning 117-110 for a 3-1 series lead. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Minneapolis, and Steph Curry says he will not be able to return from his hamstring injury. The second half was the difference at MSG last night. The Knicks were down 14 in the third, but a rally to win again, 121-113. They now lead the Celtics 3-1. Jalen Brunson, the star again, with 39 points and 12 assists.
It was a big game for us. Just the way that we responded. It's what I'm most proud of. Sticking together and just making sure we're not quitting.
And
my overmodulated king.
After the win, Brunson, among the many, sending good thoughts to Jason Tatum.
When a player of his caliber goes down and he's rolling in pain like that, you knew something's wrong. So that's why I just gave my thoughts and prayers, because you'd never want to see something like that ever.
Tatum suffered a seemingly serious lower right leg injury in the final minutes of this game. All the team said last night was that Tatum would get an MRI today.
Man, you know what? Here's the thing. I've declared 2025 the year of the drought buster. Mm-hmm. Right?
Have you?
Slump busters, drought busters, whatever you want to call them.
Can you remind me who's been busting slumps?
Rory. That was the biggest one. Okay. UConn women also fits. Florida men also fits.
Well, okay.
Florida men is the one. Florida man, I like Florida man. The
Florida we could use a draft of Florida man. The Dallas Mavericks won the lottery.
Yes.
Slump buster.
Yeah, they've never gotten the number one overall. Oh, no, they got it once with Mark Aguirre, I think, right? I mean, but they
still,
never moved up.
How many years ago was that? It was a long time ago.
Right. Because the Eagles have won too many things already. So there's.
I hate them.
Yeah, right?
Well, also, too, the Florida Gators men basketball program, nobody was talking about that drought. That's why it's a little off.
It didn't get as much publicity as Rory. But,
yes, because no one on earth cares about Florida men's basketball, and they won in 2007 with Yannick Noah, and that was crazy. But anyway,
Joakim Noah.
So, what's this one? What was your?
So this would be. I'm just saying, this is unfortunate for Tatum. He was having a great game.
Right.
He wasn't having a great series necessarily, but he was having a good game. And you know, you don't ever want to see something like this happen, even if you hate Boston or you hate Duke or whatever. You don't want to see it happen for him. But if the Knicks are going to get lucky here, or even the Pacers, you need a little bit of luck to happen.
They were winning this series.
Okay, well, maybe they were, but... Yeah.
They were up 9 points with 2 minutes left and about to go up 3-1. Okay. This is not. There's no luck here. This is the better team.
Well, now it's possible that they could finish off this series in 5, and then you get a little bit... We'll see what happens with the Pacers and the Cavs series.
Probably also finish it off in 5.
Maybe, right? But at least you're not going 7 like you did with the Pistons in the last round, so you're completely out of gas. Tom Thibodeau only played his starting 5 in the entire third quarter last night. The minutes are still a thing. You know,
yeah.
So this could help them. I was just saying, you get, you know, if Tatum was still healthy, maybe this does go 7 games, maybe at least, you know.
So wait, 6. Of the teams that are alive in the NBA, who qualifies as a drought buster? The Knicks, certainly 70.
The Pacers, definitely.
Pacers, is it a drought? They've never won, right?
Well, it's a little different than a first timer. So yeah, it doesn't exactly fit the mold, but.
Thunder, obviously.
Yeah, the Thunder never won, right?
Right. So they never won.
And they've been in the finals.
And the Timberwolves.
Minnesota. They've never even been to a finals, I don't think.
No.
No.
Yeah. So is that
I think everyone's alive. It is a little different when it's a first time, right? Yeah. It's like the, you know, it's a just different calculus as opposed to a drought buster.
We're not calling the Warriors
Droughtbusters, are we?
Well, Warriors, I don't think they're going to win.
They're done.
All right. Just wanted to clear that up.
No, they wouldn't be. Winning in 2022.
They did come back from a 3-1 series before, so, I mean, you never know.
Well, we're just assuming Bogues just said Curry's not looking good.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason, Jimmy Butler's not playoff Jimmy or even close to it.
Oh, shocker. Wow, Jimmy Butler, not him. Oh, what a concept.
Well, it wasn't that long ago that he was in the finals carrying a team. That didn't happen a decade ago. It was like 3 years ago.
Jimmy's trying to play in that Warriors system, trying to get everyone involved. Like he's doing a pretty good job of it. I mean, Kuminga's a revelation. It's unbelievable how good that guy is. Like, what was happening? Again, I get back to last night. He was incredible again. Why was Steve Kerr not playing this guy 40 minutes a game?
I mean, I think technically, too, I could squint and see Ohio State as also being part of the Drought Busters. Because for them, yes, they've won in the 2000s, but it had been a while. Cardale Jones.
14,
and,
right?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about a decade.
Yeah.
I mean, Rory hadn't won a major.
But again, did we say, oh, my God, Ohio State finally broke their drought? It wasn't really. If they beat Michigan, then that would be a Drought Buster next year.
Yeah, next year. Well, we'll see. Back to you, Bokes.
You know, watching Tatum's injury for the umpteenth time on TV while you're talking.
Yeah.
Can you guys remember somebody being in that much pain over a presumed Achilles? I feel like a lot of guys, when they just kind of sit there and they're like, they're just pissed because they know what it is right away. But he was like doing like snow angels of pain on the court last night. Pounding the court. His leg was kicking the court one time. Like maybe that was still, he knew what it was and that was also anger, not pain.
You're implying it might be something else?
No, I don't know. It was just visibly more painful than other apparent Achilles injuries.
Maybe he broke his ankle.
In my mind.
Maybe he broke the bone.
Right, I don't know. Yeah, more something more than that or what, but it just, that like he was, or I mean, some guys also just handle pain differently, but he was, I mean, writhing in pain does not describe what he was doing last night.
I mean, this is jumping ahead, but it does seem like what was potentially a little Boston dynasty now it seems very much threatened. Like,
yeah,
we might. It's amazing the one and done nature of NBA champions. Something's going on here. Maybe it's the lottery being fixed. Is he evening out the odds?
Yeah, let's get back to that. Yeah, sorry, Bo.
Speaking of that lottery, Cooper Flagg is on his way to Dallas after the Mavs, air quotes, won the draft lottery in a stunner.
Anyone notice his body language when he got
picked? Not super excited.
No.
But what's he supposed to do? He can't, because he's going to be humble. Like, the draft wasn't last night. The draft lottery was last night.
Yeah, I don't know if that's where he will. I'm curious if that's where he wants to go. I have no idea.
Maybe he wants to go
from Maine, played a little bit in Florida, and went to Duke. I'm not sure.
Maybe he's just not that exuberant of a guy. I think it's probably smart to be humble in that moment.
Right. I'm curious. If you were Cooper Flagg, where would you have wanted to go? Maybe San Antonio with Wemby would be a better choice, but I don't know. Yeah.
No matter what, it's the largest jump in lottery history. 10 spots to number one for Dallas. The Spurs and Sixers completing the top three. Then the Hornets, Jazz, and Wizards, the three teams with the best odds at number one last night. Alex Ovechkin and his top-seeded Capitals are in trouble. A 5-2 loss in Carolina means trailing the Hurricanes 3-1. Uh-oh. The Oilers took a 3-1 lead by shutting out Vegas, 3-0 in Edmonton, 23 saves for Stuart Skinner. The San Diego Padres were three outs away from a win over the Angels.
Here's the 2-2, and Taylor Ward swings at that one and lifts a ball high and deep down the left field side, and that ball is out of here! That is a grand slam for Taylor Ward!
A tie-breaking grand slam, top nine, capping off a 6-run inning called by Terry Smith on Angels Radio. The Halos a 9-5 win in San Diego. Arizona won in San Francisco 2-1. And the Cardinals won in Philadelphia 3-2, pushing their win streak to 9 games.
Not bad.
Browns linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah will not play the coming season because of the neck injury he suffered last year that cost him the final 9 games of that campaign. He went on the PUP list yesterday, which takes him out of play for the entire season. But again, the hope is that he can play as soon as 2026.
Right, they drafted his replacement, right? That they said that on draft night, like he was done already.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to play. They were like, they said all of the usual things, but, you know, hopefully his life is okay.
Oh, yeah, it's football.
Yeah. Finally, far from all of that, the infamous Chiefsaholic sentenced to 32 years in jail in Oklahoma yesterday for a bank robbery in that state. He will serve that sentence concurrently with his 17-year federal sentence for his string of bank robberies.
I wonder how he got to all those games.
I didn't even know you could get that much jail time for a bank robbery. I know he was armed. It's
many though, right?
Yeah, very, very serious crimes. That's a long 30 plus years on top of basically 17 years.
How many banks did he rob?
Well, this one, if I'm reading it correctly, like Oklahoma, he was caught in Oklahoma and Oklahoma decided to do its own thing on top of the federal case because he had, I guess, crossed state lines.
Yeah.
And so like they were like, we want our own justice. And he's getting 32 years for a singular, the last bank robbery, which happened in Oklahoma. The federal sentence is for all of them, which I think is like 7 or 8, maybe more than that, over like a 3-year span.
So I'm not surprised. I thought you went to jail for life for robbing banks with a gun.
They want to just put him in jail for life.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a really serious thing. It's also in a weird way kind of feels like a throwback, robbing a bank. You know, when you think about fraud now, it all feels like it's online. You know, like online hackers, theft, dark web, you know, trying to get into your accounts, your social security number, stuff like that. To just walk into a bank with a gun feels like it's out of a different time zone, a time era.
1930s type stuff.
Or at least the 80s.
I was just reading a book about bank robberies. So Malcolm Gladwell's new Tipping Point sequel, the first 100 pages are about trends in bank robberies. It comes and goes. The 50s was big. The 90s, it was huge. And I think sometime this millennium, there was a little bit of a renaissance.
Why?
Renaissance.
I have not finished a chapter yet. He said that these people see other bank robbers and how easy it is, and they adjust accordingly. But all the bank robbers in his chapter went to prison for life.
I was going
to
say, does this guy think he was good at this? Like, he's going to be, he's never going to be outside, you know, or he's never going to be a free man again.
Never going to see Patrick Mahomes.
That guy is crazy. Has anyone watched the documentary?
No.
He's out of his mind. But there was a gang in L.A. who robbed, I think, 300 banks.
Oh, my gosh.
They were associated with the Crips.
Oof. Gladwell writes about them?
Yeah, he writes about all the different things they use. Apparently, it's easier to rob a bank without a gun. Like, not easier, but it's more effective because you won't go to prison for life.
Got it. So you'll probably get arrested.
If you're thinking about it. Yeah, don't bring a gun and just pretend you have a gun. Be like, that guy over there has a gun.
Oh, like in your pocket? Like through the coat pocket?
It's even more effective if you pretend your accomplice has a gun. So
send them to... Oh, okay, got it.
Just be like, that guy's going to kill that
notes?
Teller.
Look, she's typing now.
I was actually just...
Write that down.
Excuse me. I was actually thinking about a very funny, not to take it to, this is very serious, but it reminded me of the movie Quick Change. Have you guys ever seen this one? It's Bill Murray and Randy Quaid.
No, I haven't.
And they rob a bank dressed as a clown.
Yeah.
So he's in full clown makeup. And then they're trying to get out of New York City and they can't get out and blah, blah, blah.
Is that one of the worst movies ever made?
Hey.
No, I'm serious. Like,
not to me.
Got to be up there with Caddyshack too, among the worst.
Hey, you haven't even seen it.
Was there a Quick Change too? Quicker Change? No.
Thankfully, no.
Because you would have loved it.
Gina Davis is in it. Randy Quaid and Bill Murray. Guys.
Oh, yeah. Gina Quaid.
Nope. Gina Davis.
Gina Davis.
Sure. I mean, you got...
Manny, you've seen League of Their Own.
Yes, I'm familiar with League of Their Own, yes. Okay. I had to think about it for a second. I haven't seen it in like a decade and a half, though.
She's Dottie.
Oh, I understand what's happening.
Listen, you got two out of those three are strong. I'm obviously thinking about one weak link in that group.
Don't do it. You know I love Randy Quaid.
I know you do.
He's a weirdo in real life, but as an actor, I'm really behind him. 888-710-4ISN.
It's another craft.
710-4. Who doesn't love Cousin Eddie? The bleeper's full.
He was
It's on
great.
T-shirts now.
He was great in Vacation, and then it went sideways.
No, Kingpin was still good.
He was great in Kingpin.
Yeah. But generally,
weirdly,
though.
Weirdly, the straight man. But
yeah, he was the Amish guy. Yeah, his career has not gone the way he probably wanted.
Well,
they
don't have a cow.
He's a little crazy in real life, but also pretty brilliant. Anyway, on screen, 888-710-4ISN. Can't vouch for anything he does off the screen. 888-710-4476. We get back to the draft lottery. Asking you a question today on X, do you think it's rigged? The Mavericks win. They get Cooper Flagg right after they traded away Luka Doncic. Did this feel a little fishy to you? It's M&P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Maggie Perloff Show. All right, so we put a poll question out here on X. Simple. Do you think the NBA draft lottery is rigged? 73% of you are saying yes, and we're coming off of last night where the Dallas Mavericks had a 1.8% chance to get the number one pick. Just did this blockbuster slash really criticized trade away of their star, Luka Doncic. Now they get to replenish the tank, if you will, with a presumptive number one pick, Cooper Flagg. Now, Perloff is not buying any of this. You never have. You've been very steadfast. You think ping pong balls land where they land, and all of this is a waste of time.
I mean, I know a lot of NBA reporters who they've let back there, and they said, oh, yeah, it's just ping pong balls.
Right. So I have a question for you. So a couple things. Like, I believe that the Cavaliers getting LeBron James was not an accident.
Okay.
So if I'm going to believe that,
right,
then I kind of have to believe that the NBA may be capable of anything, right?
Okay.
Which kind of leads you down these rabbit holes. You don't think the draft is rigged. What if next year, AJ DiBattista,
yeah,
I'm going to try to, yeah, pronounce his name, what if he ends up as a member of the Utah Jazz, someone who is from Massachusetts originally,
right,
high school phenom, now at BYU for a year,
right,
came to Utah to go to high school, staying in state to go to BYU. If somehow the Jazz get the number one pick next year, then will you finally
believe? The Jazz will probably be the worst team in the league, right, again. So they'll probably have a 14% chance.
Like they did this year.
Right.
And if they finally get it next year, will you say, will there be any part of your brain who's been staunchly, nothing is fixed, you just, this is just the ping pong balls.
Nope.
Yeah, I will never be able to convince
you. Maybe back in the LeBron days, 20 years ago, maybe they did something, but no, I think there's too much going on now. I don't think they can get away with it. But let me ask a kind of question.
Yes.
How many teams are in the lottery? 14?
Yeah.
Is there a single team out of the 14 where you would say it was not fixed? Was there a team last night that could have won where you would have said this isn't fixed?
I think that if somehow Charlotte had won, like, I guess new ownership group, so maybe you could make a connected dot there.
Probably want a new arena. I don't know.
Anything. I don't know. But, I mean, they never gave Michael Jordan a number one overall pick, right?
So, do you honestly think you would have come in here and said, oh, this wasn't fixed, it was Charlotte?
I mean, that's a fair point. I kind of do see a connection. This Mavs one, though, does feel a little fishy. Will you grant that, or are you not even willing to grant that?
Not for a second, because, again, like you say, if you give LeBron a thing, you're saying that Tim Bontemps and Chris Mannix and every Dave McMenamin, I saw the ball, they all said there's no way this is fixed. You're saying they're all wrong.
So I'm not saying that they're wrong, and I'm not so...
What?
Here's the thing. They go into a room... Right. And they see the ping pong balls getting picked. Right. I think that there is, I don't know how to, I think there is a way to predetermine this.
How?
I think that there is a way perhaps to manipulate the ping pong balls. I don't know.
Seems a little tricky, to be honest.
Well, I mean,
also too, like if okay,
I don't think the reporters are in on it. I'll give you that. Like, I don't think there's a why would Chris Mannix like hold the NBA secrets?
Well, I'm just saying. So if you let me ask this question, if you think that Mannix and McMenamin and Windhorse and all the established NBA writers are wrong about this, then why would you listen to the NBA writers about anything? Because this is a big one to be totally wrong about. Because they're all steadfast this ain't fixed.
Yeah, I just need someone to explain that LeBron James draft to me. I just cannot believe. And by the way, you want to know who else thinks that draft was rigged? LeBron.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
So what does LeBron know?
Well,
LeBron has theories. He's just like you. LeBron is us. LeBron is a sports dad who watches football all day.
It's just that was too perfect. It was for that guy to be the hometown team of the Cavs. It just, I'll never be able to get past it. And I do think that there are some connections here with the Mavs. You know, new ownership and the fact that they basically gave them a fresh start now with Cooper Flagg after this disastrous Doncic trade, mm-hmm. which even again, if you think Luka's a fat slob and is never going to realize his potential, I'll disagree with you, but they should, you know, they clearly didn't get enough in return from the Lakers. So there's no way that trade is ever going to be looked at as good.
So many different phrases.
Now, yeah, that was LeBron lying about seeing The Godfather. But now... you get Cooper Flagg. All's forgiven, forgotten. It's weird to me.
So, but okay, let's just like define the terms. You're pretty convinced that it was fixed.
I'm pretty convinced that there was a concerted effort to get that number one pick to Dallas.
Meaning fixed.
Well,
I don't understand. There was a concerted effort. Like, that's fixed.
I feel like I'm
interviewing an oil executive on CBS, the way you're talking around this.
Concerted effort to get that pick to Dallas. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Lots more to do, including some NFL news for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.